Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh and my friend, new Assassin's Creed. Now, I've not thought about Assassin's Creed in a little while, so it seems like we're overdue some new information as to potentially this year's game. Now, we knew that the new Assassin's Creed was going to be called Rift. That was the next game in the series. That was leaked back in February by Bloomberg's Jason Schreier. However, in response to ACG's Jeremy Penta tweeting that the game will have an Aztec setting, Schreier then replied on Reddit saying that the game is set in Baghdad, something that wasn't in the initial report. He also reiterates that the game is coming before Assassin's Creed Infinity, which in his report means either later this year or 2023, and that Infinity is gearing up to include, and I quote, a bunch of different games slash experiences slash biomes slash whatever you want to call them. So we can get to that in a little bit, but what do you think about Assassin's Creed Rift as the next thing?
It's an interesting decision, isn't it? And it feels like more of a business decision than a creative decision, because it feels like Ubisoft can't go like 3 or 4 years without having some kind of new Assassin's Creed game. You know, in the original report, they said that it was originally an expansion for Valhalla, and now it has been kind of spun off into its brand new isolated game. And that's cool, but by the sounds of it, with the Baghdad setting, with Basim being the main character of it, like it sounds like it's very much going to be continuing the story of Valhalla, or at least filling in the blanks, because I think part of what Jason Schreier said is that we're going to be picking up with Basim kind of like in his earlier days before the events of Valhalla take place.
So yeah, the whole thing with the timeline is interesting, because a lot of people have latched onto the idea of 9th century Baghdad, because based off when Basim is born. But yeah, to sort of mention a few of the things in relation to the Rift itself, apparently it started, like you said, as an expansion to Valhalla. But to quote Schreier's old February report, Rift won't be a massive open world role-playing game like previous recent entries. Instead, it'll focus more on stealth gameplay. So you kind of take that alongside the idea of setting something again in the Middle East. And that feels like, at least to me, a very specific return to Assassin's Creed roots. And I quite like, I was saying to you before we were recording, I like the idea of Basim being the dude or the character that sort of like intertwines the old lore and the new lore. Like you've kind of got all the stuff with the original, you know, you can go all the way back to 2007, all the stuff with Subject 16 and all the stuff with the Ancient Ones and all the stuff that was happening with them, and then the Isu and whatever else, and then that sort of poignant shift in Origins gameplay wise but it was Odyssey that really went hog wild with, you know, time travel and people hanging on to certain relics that would mean they could last forever and whatever, and then that was what got Basim into the future, and he's talking to Layla. Layla's then talking to Desmond, and it's like, I think that at some point they must have just taken a step back and gone, okay, how do we, you know, get our heads around potentially having some sort of character that can lead the next few games? And Basim feels like the dude who has, you know, he started as an original hidden one, which was from Assassin's Creed Origins, and it's like, this just seems to be the dude that you then hang a few things on.
Listen, the story itself is nuts. You know, we were trying to figure out the story of Valhalla before we started recording.
And I
played that game. That's it. I played that game. I've seen it to credits. You know, I know this story. And yet it's become so convoluted over the years that it's just kind of like hard to fully pick apart. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, for me, how Rift kind of bridges the gap between Valhalla and Assassin's Creed Infinity. Like you said, you know, Basim could be a character who kind of already blends the old Assassin's Creed, you know, Assassin's Creed 1, 2, and 3 style with the new Assassin's Creed, Odyssey, Origins, and now Valhalla. But how do we get from there to then whatever Assassin's Creed Infinity is going to be? Like, do we get any hints in Rift, or is that just going to be the end of this chapter, and then whatever comes next and reboots the whole thing again? I don't know if I can do with another Assassin's Creed reboot is what I'm trying to say. Just like leaving the story for a second though, like the idea of Baghdad being the city that's being the basis of this new game though, that to me is interesting because for as much as I've loved cities in the Assassin's Creed franchise that I'm more familiar with, obviously Victorian London being the one as we're based in the UK, what I used to love about the older Assassin's Creed games is that they would take a location or a time period that I didn't really know too much about, and I don't really know much about, you know, the history of Baghdad or anything like that. So, and what I love is when they kind of take something that you don't know, something that is more unknown maybe to players, and then kind of like fill in that history for you and give you an educational lesson as much as you're getting like a mad sci-fi story, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I've loved the most about Origins and Odyssey did this. And I think Valhalla did too. They had like museum expansion patches put in where you could just walk through the whole level set, finding bits of information out. Like you said, you could tour the pyramids in Origins and stuff like that. I wonder though if they're going for, you know, maximum fan points. And to be honest, if they're going to do maximum fan points, it would be setting it in Japan. Because that's been the place that's been asked for like 15 years now. But I wonder if they're doing the stuff with Basim kind of in the modern day. I know he has access to the Animus and he's got access to, like he's a reincarnation of like Loki or something.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they need to do to get him into whatever time period they need to. But I also wonder if, because you tease the idea of a full-on assassin in the modern day, if that then ticks the box of the thing that people were asking for way back at the very end of the original Assassin's Creed, back when we thought that Desmond was going to be the dude, which is what they initially led with, the idea of Desmond becoming the guy over time and becoming assassin in the modern day, which was what Nolan North said was the plan.
Yeah.
Initially, it was a 5-game plan that would end with Desmond in the modern day being an assassin, jumping between rooftops, whatever. And that was just so far thrown out the window. So I know you, I don't think you are as up for that as me, but I like the idea.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm not, just because I don't know, we've got so many games that are set in, you know, modern day cities, and we've even got other Ubisoft games that are set in modern day cities, and they all play very similar. And when it comes to the end of Valhalla, I didn't get the vibe that they were setting up a modern day Assassin's Creed game. Obviously, there's always going to be modern day kind of like levels or, you know, story beats and characters and whatnot, but, you know, at the end of that game, he's still searching for what happened in the past to his children. And like you said there, you know, he's kind of this reincarnation of Loki, and it was the great catastrophe that happened when the world practically ended. You know, he's looking for answers in the past, and I just think with that in mind, they'll stick to having him jumping around all the time here is to figure out what's happening, at least right now, at least for Rift. Maybe Assassin's Creed Infinity is the one that finally gives us, you know, that kind of present day Assassin's Creed game, along with a bunch of other levels and environments and stuff, but I think that'll be a little bit further down the line.
Right, that's the thing, is like, how, that's always been the question with Assassin's Creed. Do you like the present day stuff, or do you just like the locations to drop into? I always like the crazy sci-fi, ridiculous present day stuff. And as much as it's got absolutely carried away with itself at the minute, I do think that that's like a portion of Assassin's Creed's identity, that they're better games when you plug a little bit of that stuff in. Right. And so I think, you know, at the end of Valhalla, and I could be misremembering, but I'm pretty sure at the end of Valhalla, Layla stays with Desmond. She like stays with, I mean, I know he's called the Reaver, but it's like this weird entity that Desmond has become, whatever. They're just like in sort of cyberspace, or they're in between time, they're in like another dimension, there is somewhere.
Yes.
And so that kind of means that you can't necessarily do a present day storyline bit with Layla. So I don't know what the other half of Rift's story is going to be. And whether that, like I said, I don't know whether that works with Basimov. Maybe you have another new character in the modern day. I think other characters like Sean are still around and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, maybe you could do something with that. We should talk about Assassin's Creed Infinity, because Shreya just says, you know, it's one of those games that'll just, because it's long been teased as a games as a service type thing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of their excuse to just have some sort of hub world and plug various levels into it, which makes me think there'll be a hub space, kind of like where Desmond and Layla are, and you'll just jump through different portals and go to different levels, as many different ideas as Ubisoft can think of.
Yeah, totally. I think you might be right there, because, you know, like, that definitely teased it at the end of Valhalla, and it's a way, like you said, you know, to just go completely mad and connect all of these different biomes that Jason Schreier has mentioned, you know, all of these different types of experiences. I just hope that with Rift, you know, you mentioned that they are approaching it more like a classic Assassin's Creed game, not this kind of big open world checklist fest, a more focused stealth game. I hope that proves that we can have those kind of more focused stealth experiences going forward. And while I'm sure Assassin's Creed Infinity will be home to like some of the biggest sandboxes Ubisoft has ever produced, I hope with that kind of like live service focus, we can have both. We can have a kind of more classical Assassin's Creed experience alongside something as vast as a 150-hour experience like Valhalla.
Well, see, my thing I'll say to you before we were recording as well is that Ubisoft always researched the living hell out of their game, so I think they'll absolutely embrace the multiverse concept, because I think they assume that the idea of a multiverse will be more set in stone right now because of the MCU in pop culture and things like, you know, the Spider-Man movie and everything, than I would argue it is. But I still think that's the card they'll play. I think it'll be some sort of coming from Desmond's character of search, because he was searching for the perfect timeline or something, and it's like, that could just be anywhere, so you can do whatever you want. But I agree with you. I like the idea of them doing multiple styles of Assassin's Creed games. I just wonder how much Ubisoft think that stealth is bankable. Like, obviously, they've greenlit the remake of Splinter Cell, but whatever. I mean, nothing's been said about, you know, what the hell that thing even is, how close to its roots that thing is. But whether or not they believe in stealth overall, because stealth as a genre is just barely a thing. There's like two or three stealth games every year.
I mean, even like the older Assassin's Creed games, and I really love those, you know, I'm not kind of trying to slag them off or anything like that, but even that was a unique approach to stealth. It wasn't the classic Splinter Cell approach. I mean, the games didn't even have a crouch button for like five or six, you know,
very good point.
A long time for them to get kind of even some basic stealth mechanics, but they supplanted that with more unique ideas, you know, being on the rooftops, having the free running, blending into crowds, all of that stuff. You know, it was kind of more action focused in that way. But yeah, I think Ubisoft as a company, if I was just taking a kind of generalized guess, do not think stealth is the money, is any kind of money maker, you know, otherwise we would have gotten a Splinter Cell that wasn't just a remake of the original games, and we would have got Assassin's Creed games that, you know, were more closer to the original titles rather than closer to a game like The Witcher and more focused on action RPG and storytelling and stuff. So yeah, I hope Rift, if it is more stealth focused, just kind of does prove that there's still a market for that kind of Assassin's Creed experience, because I do think there is. For as popular as Valhalla was, for as popular as Odyssey was, there are kind of grumpy old men like you and I who love the original style and kind of are wishing for it to come back.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, I have to assume that Rift is connected to Infinity in a narrative sense as well. I'm guessing that Basim opens up a literal rift that allows him to do something with Desmond and Layla and access that whatever that becomes the Infinity thing that he sets off in motion. And whatever, and maybe Rift is an example of the style of game that will plug into Infinity as a sort of smaller standalone type thing. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below of the direction Assassin's Creed is going in. What do you think of the idea of AC Rift going back to Baghdad as a return to the series origins? And what do you think of Assassin's Creed Infinity and what the living hell that thing's going to be? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.